This podcast is designed exclusively for adults. Our content revolves around cannabis, and we want to stress that we strictly adhere to the legal guidelines governing its consumption. This podcast combines humor and education to explore various aspects of cannabis. Please be advised that the information shared on this podcast is not intended as professional advice, and we strongly recommend familiarizing yourself with the specific cannabis laws and regulations applicable in your jurisdiction. The hosts of Bong Rips and Video Games want to make it clear that we consume cannabis legally within the states of New Jersey and Delaware, where we record and produce our content. While we aim to create an open and enjoyable space for conversations about cannabis, we encourage you to responsibly and lawfully engage with this substance in your own location. By choosing to listen to this podcast, you acknowledge that the content is intended for adult audiences, and we assume no responsibility for any actions taken as a result of the information provided. Stay informed, stay responsible, and enjoy Bong Rips and Video Games responsibly.
All right, so we played the credit sequence first, okay? But it was not supposed to play, it was not supposed to play anything at all, but okay, I'll take it.
It started clipping a little bit. I was like, wait a minute, what's happening? Is Malte fucking with us again?
Like this, like he just said it was going to go right into a recording. What's happening? Now he's lying to us. What's going on, boys?
Fucking liars, bro. Malte.
Yo, I mean.
Always lurking.
I'm not going to waste any time. Fucking the leak that came out this week with Xbox and Microsoft with their exclusives coming out, you know, the floodgates being open, specifically Starfield.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think there's going to be some different perspectives here right now. And for me, I'm a little pissed.
You played the shit out of Starfield. Let's get that out of the way. You played the shit out of it.
And we haven't even gotten. I look like a damn like angel or something over here. Everything's so bright. There we go. Yeah. So the we haven't even gotten news on our DLC that we paid for the pre-order, but now we're talking about having Starfield come on to PlayStation amongst other Xbox exclusives like Hi-Fi Rush. What do you are you have? Well, I know for you guys, it's good for you guys. You know, I'm on PC, so it's like either or for me. But specifically for Starfield, I'm a little upset. You know, happy for you guys.
Why exactly are you upset though?
Because we've gotten minimal knowledge on the things that we've paid for. A bunch of us got our collector's edition late, you know. We paid for DLC. We just had an Xbox Direct. You didn't say anything about Shattered Space coming out.
Oh shit!
We're coming into springtime. Where's Shattered Space? Is this going to release on PlayStation before Shattered Space, or is this going to be like a money grab thing where it's just like, oh,
it's probably going to be
play now and you get Shattered Space for free since it's coming to PlayStation. That's probably, you know, whereas some guys like me, where we paid for that DLC. Again, I'm happy for you guys. I'm very happy for you guys. You know, but
I'm looking forward to it. Definitely looking forward to playing Starfield. I'm also looking forward to like a lot of other console exclusives that, you know, I have the opportunity of playing, like not just by myself, but, you know, with you, especially because we played that shit early on, was State of Decay. And I know there's news that it is going to make the crossover, but like that's really the game I'm anticipating more than anything, because as much as I've tried on PlayStation, I have not been able to find a single game on PlayStation throughout that entire store that even remotely replicates or comes close to what State of Decay is, as far as the mechanics, the survivability, all like all that shit involved. No other game has it. And I was so fucking upset when I made the jump from Xbox to PlayStation that that game wasn't able to come with me. I was like, like that's the one for me. But I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm really super.
State of Decay is definitely a change. I love Decay. I mean, we played the shit out of it. I mean, it's all. I know that's on the list for a lot of people to play, and if they do, if you play, we cross play. I mean, I'll play the shit out of it on PlayStation again. I don't care. But my God, is there any games that you could think of? Dabs, you think of? Do you know of any Xbox exclusives that you could think of?
I would like to see Gears of War cross.
Actually, you want to know something? I think that was something they've been talking about for a couple of years.
I know they have been.
Yeah, that was that was a conversation.
But the only
Gears of War stuff for years.
Yeah, the only other Xbox game that I would like to see come over, just because of the nostalgia of it, would probably be Halo.
So I got scoop on that.
Ooh. Okay.
Someone at 343 Industries posted a job listing for cross play and cross progression promotions.
Okay.
For Halo?
For Halo, yes. This was something that was literally this was reported on IGN, comicbookmovie.com. It was, you know, not a lot of people are talking about it. I think we need to talk about that, because, and let me get the
pull that shit up. Pull it.
That's an informative cold open today.
Yeah, even
holy shit.
I mean, even 6-7 months ago, people were talking. It was being talked about that. Some of the developers and some of the people that they brought in upon 343 were going to be working on the PlayStation version of this game.
Mm-hmm.
This is super interesting. I know I saw it was a tweet. Well, anyway, we know it's happening. We know something along the line that we're going to have an explosion of exclusives coming to the PlayStation, and that's going to be pretty cool. But you know what makes me laugh, though, how all the people who played all these Halo games are probably on PlayStation now, or they just either are on PC as well. Yeah, you know. So
honestly, I would think most of them are on PC now, just because that FPS fucking wave run, it's just so much better to navigate on PC using WSAD and fucking, you know, the mouse for first person shooters has always been like my go to. Like I love games like first, like, and I'm not a first person shooter console fan. Like I'm not a fan of console first person shooters, but on PC I could definitely get behind it because of the controls. I love that shit. Awesome keyboard.
Interesting. But interesting.
We also got some really, really interestingly good news this morning. We got ourselves affiliated. Right, boys?
Yes. Not just one either.
We slamming affiliations.
So the first one. All right. So the first one is Dubby.
Yep. Okay. It's Dubby Energy.
So Dubby Energy is an energy drink, you know, just like your G Fuels, just like your, you know, Rogue Energy, whatever you prefer. But today we are telling you to drink Dubby. It your taste buds' favorite energy drink. They have flavors like Utterless Energy Blend. That's the style. And they have big energy tears, Calio Cream, which it's a creamsicle flavor, which looks delicious. Push and Punch, You could get a tub for $40, right? But if you use the code BRVG, you can get 10% off, or you can hit that link down there. But if you go on Dubby and you go to the checkout, and if you apply the code BRVG, you will get 10% off your order today. Listen, I'm looking at the website right now. The flavors that they have are incredible. They also got duffel bags, they got hats and stuff like that. So make sure you get your Dubby. What's the next one? Dabs, you want to do the next one?
Let me see. Give me 1 second. I gotta pull up our chat because I'm not prepared.
Well, while he pulls that up, I'm gonna hit it with Whack It Grinders. You guys have heard what Whack It Grinders is, man. Definitely check it out. It's honestly, I was surprised when I saw this just scrolling through. Like, I was actually on Instagram scrolling around. These are, automated grinders, push grinders, where you just press the button on top. And what it's using is literally fucking ball chain, like literally a ball chain to shred up the fucking weed. But it does it fucking like fast as shit. Like, we were watching the videos on it, and that shit is incredible the way it works.
Yeah.
It looks fucking amazing. And if you haven't checked them out, I'm looking at trying to get my hands on a couple of them.
Yeah, and I mean, and all the links will be down in the description. They'll be in the description, but you'll see the link down there. But also use BRVG as a code there for 10% off. What do you have, Dabs?
All right, so I have the Crunch Cup.
Oh, baby.
So the Crunch Cup is a new way to eat your cereal. So pretty much all that you do is there is a center compartment. You put your cereal in there. You put your milk on the outer compartment. The cereal and the milk do not actually connect with one another until they hit your mouth.
So you basically want to maintain the crunch.
Yep, to maintain the crunch.
This is it right here.
That way it doesn't get soggy. But that's the Crunch Cup right there. So yeah, if you want a new way,
I want a purple one.
I want a purple one. I don't know. The black one looks pretty tough.
The black one looks nice.
I like the purple one.
Okay, goddamn, relax. Shit. But if you want a new and refreshing way to eat your cereal without it going soggy, definitely pick the Crunch Cup up. Do we have a code for the Crunch Cup?
So right, you go. Man. Yep, you have to. So this was kind of interesting. You have to type out the whole thing, bong rips and video games. Okay. Or you could go to thecrunchcup.com/bong rips and video games, and it would bring you directly to the specific cup that is ordered that you could get for $5 off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know,
there you go. $5 off.
That crunch in a cup, motherfuckers.
Now this one, exciting one. This one I'm super excited about. Please
tell me. I'm super excited for this one too. Very excited.
This one got me.
The years I've dedicated to this product.
It got me a tad, just a tad wet, but right there, right down there.
Loveyourglass.com/BRVG.
Now, let them know, Sanchez, what exactly is Love Your Glass?
So have you ever gone to the corner store? And you look at that, like, you know, you look up and your guy's got he's got the bong, he's got the papers, he's got the cheap glass bongs, you know, and you're thinking like, you know, this stuff is kind of cheap, but you see this like super expensive bottle that they're overcharging at the stores. Yes. Well, yep. That's not going to happen anymore. Okay. pull it out, Gio. Pull it out.
Here we go, guys.
That's not going to happen no more. Stop going to your corner store for your cleaning products, for your bongs, guys. Seriously.
No need. Stop doing that.
There's no need, because right here, Formula 420.
The original.
This is the original. They have multiple styles. And, like, this is it. Like, this is really it. It's fast, easy as hell to use. You don't have to scrub. You don't have to do any of that. It literally just pulls the fucking resin right off the walls of your shit. So it's really easy to fucking use. And we now have a way for you to get a good discount on it right down there.
Yep. Hit the link.
Boom. You could hit the link or checkout code too.
You also need cleaning supplies. I mean, that shit's bright as hell, but cleaning supplies. Also, they got all that shit available to you. Fucking all these little squishy booze. You can use all your little squishy booze to fucking dig into your bungs and clean it out all nice and straight. You can even clean your urethra with these things. These things are amazing. They're
awesome. My lord.
Don't get too crazy with it, kids. Don't do it.
Isn't it like before 11 a.m. on a Tuesday?
Absolutely not. This is it's late.
I'm gonna purposely air it an hour later. Watch.
Oh yes. US.
No, but yeah, guys, go get your formulas. They have. So I'm looking at I'm gonna pull up the website right now for you guys.
So while he's doing that, I want to go ahead and give my own personal review.
Yeah, please.
Love your glass. Yeah, so. For about 10 years, I had been using 420 cleaner, 710 cleaner, anything from Love Your Glass. But I was the guy that paid the overpriced fucking extra at the corner store to get it because there was nowhere else, no other store in the neighborhood that sold it. So, but as you can see on the website, they have the original 420 and 710. They have For you vegans out there, they have an all natural version of the 420 cleaner. 710 cleaner works the best on your silicone pieces and pieces that you do your dabs and your wax and your concentrates from.
What's this bling one?
I do not know what bling is. I have a feeling that might be that's new to me. I'm not sure what the bling is.
So bling, guys, make sure you use code BRVG at takeout for 10% off.
Oh yeah!
Oh, it's an instant reusable cleaner. Bling for Pyrex, glass, metal, ceramic, and quartz is the complete 1 minute cleaner for everyday use.
There we go.
It's fucking biodegradable, okay?
Oh, wait a minute.
Non-toxic, which all
there's the key word, folks.
But listen, all of their products are non-toxic.
Yeah. Good. So that means don't drink it. Please do not
drink it.
But if you just so happen, but if you just so happen get it on your fingers, you're gonna be okay, guys. You know, but I would make sure you check all the directions.
And it's safe. It's safe to smoke out of after you use it, so you won't have to worry about nasty chemical alcohol taste for 4 or 5 hits after.
I want that.
Their store looks good. Their store looks really good. Look at that.
I want that. I want the oil drum.
Cleaner pack.
I want the oil drum.
Look at that.
That is an oil drum. Yes.
All right. I'm gonna have to get an oil drum. I'm gonna use code BRVG. They have a really cool accessories kit too. Look, they have so much stuff here. You can also get Oh man, this is gonna
look at that gift cards. The whole nine, man.
Guys, check out Love Your Glass. I mean, stop wasting fucking time. Check out Love Your Glass, code BRVG.
If you want to waste money, use that fucking code. Just use the code. It's so easy. BRVG. You can't go wrong.
Really Uh-oh. We lost our co-host and producer.
Not necessarily. Uh-oh. I think Vault-Tec kidnapped him.
I think Vault-Tec kidnapped him too. So it's just us for a little bit. How are you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing well. Oh, no, he's back. Yeah,
Vault-Tec got a hold of us, yanked him first,
us
back with him, and now we're all together in Vault. Now we're in Vault-Tec, okay, guys.
All right, so that was me.
That was beautiful.
Okay. I'm kind of scared. Can I shut this recording off real quick? Just to be safe.
Okay.
Just to be safe.
Perfect.
Yeah, so you got to keep them clean. You got to keep them clean. No pun intended. No pun intended. But
oh my god!
Going to do it, man.
Keep your glasses clean, guys. Today, what we got today? We got exciting stuff today.
Oh, we got original gaming soundtracks today,
which is I fucking love soundtracks. As a musician, this is like one of my, I'm gonna love this episode.
As a music fan, this is one of my favorite subjects too.
Oh yeah. So, but I mean, let's hop it off. I said last week on the episode that I had a confession to make.
Uh-oh.
About a soundtrack.
It's
honestly a gaming soundtrack that I still love till this day. One of the songs every so often crawls into my fucking head just because of how goddamn good. Like, it's just, all right. Killer Instinct.
Okay.
Original Killer Instinct.
Oh, he's going old school.
Yeah, old school now, shit.
If you remember, the original Killer Instinct was packaged with the Killer Instinct soundtrack.
Mm-hmm.
A little fold. Like just a single fold, like an insert with the disc in it, and it was packaged inside of the fucking box that had the game with it. Well,
right.
I brought it, you know, to my mom's attention, where, you know, this was a game I really like. I wanted to play it, blah blah blah, this and that, and she ended up purchasing this game for Christmas, and I'm talking about. This is like, I don't even remember when Killer Instinct got released. I'm not even sure. Santa's looking that up for me real quick. But in that time, you know.
Hold on, wait. Something got really loud.
Uh-oh.
Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
It got super loud real quick.
I don't fucking know. But yeah.
I don't know.
As I was, yeah.
as I was
anyway,
saying
Anyway, continue.
Before that bullshit. All right. So my mom decided to get me the game. And when she wrapped it, like for Christmas, so on and so forth, she put it underneath the tree. Everything was perfectly fine. And prior to her buying the game, I was already well aware that it was released with a CD.
The night before Christmas. Scholarships available. Learn more.
I crept out of my room. Under the tree, I went through all the packages and tried to find the one shaped like a fucking like a cartridge fucking like a box. I found it. I gently peeled the fucking tape holding the wrapper together. I unwrapped just the one side, pulled it out, took the CD out, and repackaged the fucking thing.
Nice.
I listened to that CD religiously. For the whole fucking night. I did not sleep until Christmas morning. I listened to it on my CD player the whole fucking night, woke up in the morning, and I had to pretend like I was fucking surprised as shit the entire fucking time. But lo and behold, yes, I got my hands on that fucking soundtrack one way or another. I wish I still had it, but yeah, my mom never knew that I went under the tree to sneak that fucking... I don't even think she knew a CD came with the fucking game.
Well, now she does.
Well, now she will.
Now Sorry. She will. Well,
so a funny thing real quick. Did you guys know that you can put a PlayStation 1 disc inside? Did you know this?
So that was actually what I was going to bring up.
Let's talk about it. No, please talk about it because I only know a little bit about it. Say it, Babs.
So when I was younger, me and my boys all collectively got Tony Hawk's Underground the same year for Christmas. There were like five of us that all got it.
Great game, by the way.
So I found this out by one of my friends. He was like, yo. And I was like, what's up? And he was like, did you know that you can put a PlayStation disc inside of your CD player and it will play the soundtrack to the game? And I was like, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I grabbed Tony Hawk Pro Skater PlayStation 1 black disc. Right? I'm like, this ain't gonna fucking work. Put it in my CD player. Lo and behold, it played the soundtrack to the game. And you had bands on there like No Effects, Annie Flag, fucking who else was Unwritten Law, like a bunch of bands from Tony Hawk Pro Skater game.
It's like unreleased compilations.
Yes, exactly.
Literally.
And you had the game that you can play the game, but you also had the soundtrack all in the same disc because you could play it in your CD player. Yep.
I have a boombox. Hang on a second.
Yo, yeah, we need to test this out.
Was only certain games though. I'm
guessing games that had like licensed music,
like licensed soundtrack. Yeah, like Madden, you could do it with Madden.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
What? I would have never thought of doing that. Yep. I saw the game and I said, "This is your gaming game. I put this in your game." That was
my initial thought. It had another purpose.
Fuck.
Yeah, bro.
That's sick.
The perks of being a PlayStation guy, while all of you Xbox friends can create your own playlists and stuff on your system. I could carry my playlist with me, motherfucker.
That's fucking insane, dude. Like, how the fuck? And I'm, oh man, that's not even right.
Like, I had
that's not even right.
What was it?
What the
it
fuck?
Was WWF. Was it Here Comes the Pain?
For what, PS1?
I don't know if it was Here Comes the Pain or it was the first SmackDown that they did for PlayStation 2.
Shit.
But one of them, the soundtrack was all of the entrance themes to the wrestlers. That was the soundtrack. And one of them, you could actually play it in your CD player.
Dude, that's fucking sick.
Uh-oh. He's about to try it.
Uh-oh.
We're about to get
Wow, that is a fucking old school boombox too.
That is an old school Sony boombox, bro.
Look at that fucking thing.
Oh, my boy had one of those. Does it have the tape deck too?
Yeah, right next to it. Look, the tape deck is right next to the CD player.
I didn't see it. It was cut off for me.
This is going to be super interesting right now.
Which game soundtrack did you choose though?
So I got Need for Speed 3, Hot Pursuit. I got Resident Evil 2 and Final Fantasy Anthology.
Okay, I don't know if any... Try the Need for Speed one first.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
If you had Tony Hawk, I would tell you to try the Tony Hawk
one. I fucking wish I did, man. I fucking wish I did.
Because I know Underground did that. Like, you could put the Underground disc in a CD player and it'll play the fucking soundtrack.
Dude, that's fucking wild, bro.
I know. And actually, literally, there was a thing on PlayStation where if the PlayStation wouldn't read the game, it would play the soundtrack instead.
Oh.
Yeah. It was frustrating because I'm like, I don't want to listen to the music. I want to play the game.
Well, yeah.
But
it works.
Oh, shit.
It turns on.
All right. Let's try it.
Close the fucking tape deck, though.
We'll try it. It should come up with tracks. No, I don't think
so. It's spinning.
Is there like a track number there or nothing?
Oh shit. They got another one. No.
You think that Sega won't they call another one because they're gonna arrest me?
Oh, it's playing something, but it's not.
You think I'm gonna tell the cop where you are?
It's playing a track.
What?
But the sound is not coming out.
That's weird.
Yeah, that fucking stereo might be possessed.
Yeah, facts. That's what I'm thinking.
That thing is playing music from the 1940s and shit.
Technicality problems.
So that didn't work.
Okay. Well, we tried it.
It was playing a track though, so that's interesting. We're gonna try Resident Evil 2.
Okay.
Watch it just be like zombie noises.
Oh, it's the two disc. I don't know. You might have to try both discs.
See,
this one says it has two tracks in it, 66 minutes long.
Oh shit,
the fuck is like the wait, is the volume even cranked on that fucking thing?
Yeah, it is.
That thing's ancient as fuck.
All right, we're gonna have to test out like a CD player with this one. We're gonna have to play with this again and find the actual CD player.
I'm telling you, it was only certain games. Only certain games did that.
That's twisted. But it's crazy that that one actually. Oh. It's possessed. I told you. I fucking told you.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We may have something then.
Dude, throw that fucking stereo out the window.
Wait a minute, because the sounds are crankly. Hang on.
Yeah, it's probably someone from the other side trying to tell you throw me out the window.
We heard that shit clear, bro. If you ain't hearing that shit, we ain't gonna hear that shit.
Yeah, now we got to try this on like a CD player. I'm going to literally try out every goddamn fucking PlayStation game we got in this damn house until I figure it out.
One of them has to have a certain soundtrack that will play, twisted, bro. But yes, there were certain PlayStation and PlayStation 2 games that you could play on a CD player that will actually play the soundtrack.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
So it was pretty cool.
Can we talk about that? So which Tony Hawk soundtrack do you think was better, though?
So I am the Tony Hawk aficionado of the group. I'm just calling it now. I've played.
I rage.
Yeah, no, I've played and beaten every single Tony Hawk since Pro Skater 1. I've beaten all of them. So my favorite soundtrack would probably be Underground.
Underground. So
with
Underground.
American Wasteland being a very close second.
Yeah, so Underground had Alkaline Trio, Authority yep. Zero, Bad yep. Religion, Dropkick mm-hmm. Murphys, mm-hmm. NOFX, Social Distortion, Sublime, The Clash, and Transplant.
And that was the cool thing about the soundtrack, too, is that they had multiple songs from each artist that was featured on the soundtrack. So mm-hmm. it's not like that you only got one song from one artist. You got like two or three songs from each artist, which was still pretty cool. Like
I think Tony Hawk 2.
Tony Hawk 2 had three Unwritten Law songs in it.
Yeah.
Three.
Mm-hmm. I remember when Papa Roach was first coming out and Dead Cell was like, was it Dead Cell or was it? No, it was Blood Brothers.
Yeah, it was Blood Brothers.
Yeah, yes. When Blood Brothers went on fucking, and they still play that song to this day. And every time they play, yeah, Jacoby's like, oh, yeah, oh, where are my Tony Hawk fans at? You know, and he always calls them up. It's like that was their song in the game. And I always, I mean, the remakes were really good too. And I'm so happy that they kept the same soundtrack, but they added a few more, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They added a bunch. So in the new Tony Hawk 1 and 2, Pro Skaters 1 and 2.
That's right. It was 1 and 2 together.
They combined the 1 and 2 soundtrack and then added a bunch of new songs to the soundtrack.
Yeah, and there's three missing.
You got like MGK on there. You have...
They brought back fucking CKY for that one too.
Yep, they brought back CKY for that, which was pretty
good.
And
CKY came back after that too.
They did. They dropped the whole album. Yes, they did.
That was fucking exciting.
that album was really good. I know that we're getting off base here, but that album
was a fucking alien.
We're not off base.
Remember that? Alien.
That's right.
Farm had Wish on one of those.
Yes, they did.
That shit was fucking great.
Oh man, that was so fun. Mm-hmm. I think I've been thinking about this so much too. Like going back to what Gio was saying, like with some original games, one of my favorite soundtracks, like OSTs, mm-hmm. was Earthworm Jim.
Okay.
You know, Earthworm Jim had a really cool
Earthworm Jim was good,
you know. Yep. Yes, but when it comes to like when if we're talking like soundtracks with like real music like Tony Hawk did, mm-hmm. I have to give a lot of the credit of the music that I listen to now to the GTA 5 soundtrack. I mean, I've found out so many artists, including when it came to EDM especially. Mm-hmm. I started listening to Koff, Solomon, what the hell those two guys? The Tale of Us. Like I've been listening to a lot of VDM because of GTA. I even got to listen to a lot of older tunes from like that pop rock alternative type from like the 90s, you know, Dan Kroll, you know, even hip hop artists, you know, that I became a fan of because of GTA, you know, but
I was a fan that they put J-Rock on the soundtrack, bro. Like, you know what
I
mean?
I'm curious what this next one's gonna be, but from what I heard, T-Pain is conducting and producing the music for GTA 6.
Yeah, but it's gotta be southern as hell, though.
No, but remember, so there was actually a thing about this because T-Pain used to do RP, and Rockstar told him to stop doing RP because he works for them, you know. So
that would have been the best marketing ploy, though.
Absolutely.
But T-Pain
promoting your game, dude.
Like, but T-Pain actually went out and said that he finds it real funny that they told him not to RP, and then Rockstar ended up buying CFX.
Yep,
motherfucker.
So guys, something's connected. It's all connected. I know I look like a conspiracy theorist. But it's all connected. I'm telling you. You're hearing it from me. GTA 6 is going to have RP. It's going to happen, okay? It's going to happen.
So. I really hope so.
But then what's the soundtrack going to be like? But right now, I think the one soundtrack that really is really killing it right now, one of the best soundtracks I ever heard in a game, that's Stranding's soundtrack.
Okay. Really?
Wait, who was that? Zimmer?
Danny Elfman.
Oh, it was Elfman.
You can't fuck with Elfman, though.
Yeah.
Oingo boingo, bitch. Oingo boingo.
Yeah, okay, so... But remember those songs. So, was it Elf? Well, I think I'm wrong, actually. Whoops.
No.
Alan
God
Walker.
Damn it, Santos.
It's Alan Walker. Oh,
Alan Walker.
Yeah, who's also just as good as Danny Elfman. Let's not take that away. Alan Walker's great, but Alan Walker, but on this soundtrack, it's Bring Me the Horizon, Khaled, Major Lazer, Aura, Churches, The Neighborhood. So there's interesting groups in this soundtrack, and I praise Hideo Kojima, and I'm very super excited
Kojima!
To see
him. I'm excited for his new game, bro. Kojima's new game with Jordan Peele.
Plural.
We're going plural.
My bad.
He's got two big major games coming out.
Well, he only announced the one, though.
No, there's two of them. Yeah,
he announced one.
Death Stranding 2 is practically done.
Yeah.
You know, and then that new one he announced.
Yeah, the horror one I'm excited for.
Jesus Christ. Look at this.
Motherfucker.
OD.
OD. That's it. Yeah.
I tell you.
OD.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of overdosing, another game soundtrack, and I'm going to actually talk OTS, like legitimate.
Mm-hmm. OST.
And this one is that. Well, that, yeah. OST. My dyslexia. Fuck you. But... Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, by far.
Oh, that is a good one.
That's a good one.
Fucking favorite soundtracks in a game ever. The Gerudo Valley song like constantly lives in my head, fucking rent free. I love that fucking song. And I mean, literally, the songs are fucking timeless. Like, that's definitely one of the soundtracks that I can. Like, it kind of like it delves you deeper into the game. Like, while you're playing into the game, the soundtrack really feeds into the ambiance and the aura of the fucking level that you're playing or the area that you're playing and shit. Like, it really brought out the character in the environment that you were in. So that was definitely like one of my number ones was Legend of Zelda.
Yep. I love that.
Pop that cherry.
I have another one too.
What you got?
What you got?
I got Pokemon.
Ooh,
that's an original soundtrack, like OST. Like, it would for me, it would have to be Pokemon.
Yeah, dude. That drum solo down.
Yo, that dude made so much money, bro. He made so much money, and at that time, it was difficult to do that.
two of those songs that live rent free in my head. Brock, his theme.
Yes.
When you first meet Brock, and then the very first time that you see Mewtwo.
I always like the Final Four music.
Yeah, the Final Four music is badass.
Always.
That got you ready for the fight.
Damn it. See,
Pokemon had some fucking ill soundtracks, man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sons of bitches were on point.
Yellow's soundtrack, even though it really wasn't that different from Red and Blue, but Yellow's soundtrack was...
It had its little dips.
Yep.
It had its little...
Pokemon, my favorite one was when you went to either inside a cave or the cemeteries.
Yes.
That was my favorite little bit.
I like that.
When you were dealing with the fucking the Ghastlies and the Haunters and
all the ghost types.
Any ghost types. Yep.
Now what about when you're playing the game? Like, okay, so I Ion Zur is the composer for Fallout, Starfield, the Bethesda royalty right there. Yeah. What do you think that he portrays, like the Hans Zimmer vibe, but for video games?
I mean, damn.
I would say they were similar in the way that they conducted their soundtracks and music production.
Yeah.
Similar.
The way they approach their composition is definitely.
Yeah, the way that they approach their composition is definitely very similar.
Yeah. Okay. So, yes, I can agree. But let me see. You got another one? I got another one. What we got? Sant, you got one?
I do.
Hit me.
Okay, go ahead.
Speaking of Hans Zimmer,
let's go.
The Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 soundtrack.
Okay.
And
I can't even opinionate on that because I don't play Call of Duty.
But you know the scene, and there's a scene, and I'm sorry, y'all, if you haven't fucking seen the original Modern Warfare 2. No, not the airport, when Ghost dies. So the soundtrack, for Modern Warfare 2 done by Hans Zimmer. Amazing, really fit the vibe. And then, like, when you get to like that emotion, the one thing I like about Hans Zimmer, and you've seen it in a bunch of Christopher Nolan movies, he feeds the vibe, feeds the vibe. So with that soundtrack, that's a top soundtrack for me.
Yeah, no, what I love about Zimmer, he has a very what's a good word, like an eroding vibe to his shit. Like you could feel it, like. Coming from beneath and shit, like you know when something's about to fucking pop off because he's warming you up to it and shit. Like I love his approach. I love his fucking approach. But let me see. Let's go back.
Oh shit.
We're gonna go back. Game soundtrack. I'm just here. Easy. Da-da-da-da-da-da. You already
fucking Mario, baby.
You already know what the fuck I'm talking. That's all I have to do. You know exactly
Mario.
What I'm talking about. One of the most memorable soundtracks ever. Everybody fucking knows this. Oh, yeah, but yeah,
they still use the song.
Yeah, they still use the song.
Yeah, hell yeah. And then when you fought Bowser, you got to Bowser. That was it. Like, that was it. You knew shit was going to pop off.
Peaches.
You know, should be the new Bowser theme. It should be the new Bowser theme.
You know, that song just made it more iconic, too.
What, Bowser? Yes. Well, Jack Black in general.
Jack Black is great.
More iconic. Yep. But, yeah, no, I honestly think that is definitely, like, one of the most memorable, like, fucking soundtracks ever. Like, you could easily, just listening to the song, you know exactly what level you're in. Like, it was extremely memorable. I fucking love that game.
I love it.
All right.
Even to this day.
You got one more?
And I'm going to save the best for last.
Hit.
Do you want? Yeah, do it.
Hit me.
I love growing. Well, let me actually start before I get into the series with a story.
You're going to soften us up? You're going to soften us up? All right, butter us. Let's go. So,
growing up...
Speaking of butter.
Growing up, my Nana spent a lot of her time in the kitchen. She did a lot of baking, a lot of cooking, and a lot of music that she would play would be from a specific time frame that all three of us know and love from our favorite game series of all time. I know for me and Sanchez, it's ours by far. And that is 1940s, like 1920s through 1940s.
Oh my God, yes.
So Fallout is what I'm getting into for the best for last, because I had
it to. Is the best.
So, and I mean, you had guys on there like fucking Frank Sinatra, the Ink Spots.
All right, even I'm even gonna add to this, even talking beyond just the I guess the Pip-Boy radio soundtracks.
Yep. Oh no,
the actual battle music, game ambiance, like
yes, the ambiance that music opening
sequence, like
by Ion Zur.
Dude, yep. When I open up the game and the first thing I hear is boom, 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 I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, you feel that. You fucking feel that.
Like, you're about to get insecure.
Such a fucking strong fucking song. No lyrics, nothing. Just
wait till you guys play Starfield on PlayStation.
Oh, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Just wait. It's only a couple weeks away.
Damn, dude.
I fucking bet you. So let's run the commercial and then we'll come back with Pause for the Cause.
Let's do it.
Then we'll talk about the strain of the week.
Yes.
Make sure you pay attention to that commercial a little bit.
Oh yeah, cough. Oh baby. So it's Pause for the Cause.
Yay.
Yay.
You got caught dancing. Yes, you did.
Just a little bit. I was getting jiggy.
All right, so we're getting into Pause for the Cause, and I want to go ahead and show off something that I
Where's
got.
Where's my torch?
Recently.
Ooh.
So
we got.
As we discussed, I don't know if it was last episode or the episode before, where I had a very
the tragedy.
Disheartening tragedy.
Yes.
Where my bowl that I got from Sanchez and his wife for Christmas broke.
Let's not relive pocket. This horror.
So on good side news of that tragedy, I was gifted.
Ooh! Oh wait, does it have a little fucking like rhino horn on it?
Yes, it does.
Yo, that reminds me of like some fucking Star Wars.
Perfect shit for my hand too, bro.
That's fucking nice.
It's comfortable.
Oh, it's got good grip.
You see
it's
that?
Got really good. Like that horn, bro. I can clip onto that motherfucker and it ain't going nowhere.
That's fucking sick, dude.
So
that's actually
the,
a really
the
nice
only
piece.
Thing, the only thing that I would say is a takeaway from this is the giant ass fucking bullhead. Like I could fit 2 grams in here easy.
Oh damn! Yeah, so you only gotta like cuff the bottom and shit.
Exactly.
That's
so
fucked up.
I haven't come up with a name for it yet.
Okay.
But when I do, I will announce it on the show. When I've come up with a name for it, yes.
Because
this is Bubbles.
Pull him to hang them.
this is Bubbles. As you can tell, it's got a bunch of bubbles all over it.
Holy shit! That thing is bubbly.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
That's cute. This
I named after my cat. This is Toothless. And the reason why is because even though it needs to be cleaned right now, this is technically a dragon egg. There is a little mini dragon inside of there that is the percolator for this thing. It's
Get
silicone.
The fuck out!
Yep, which is pretty cool. All
right, that's cool as shit.
So that's Toothless. And like I said, I haven't come up with a name for this one yet, but once I do, I will announce it on the show.
Wow, I have a tragedy right now.
Oh no, a tragedy.
It's not No, I have a lot of butane. I have so much butane. I look like... I'm not going to say that. But... Come on, baby. Come on. Give me something. This is not good, y'all.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Thing. Let me load this bitch back up again.
But thank God. On top we got of a backup.
Sweet ass, that sweet ass dab hit. I got this week's strain of the week, boys.
Yeah, word? What you got?
Yes, sir. We got green apple. Hold on. Ship green apple gas.
Here we green go. Apple gas.
Nice.
It's a hybrid. This thing is fucking beautiful, actually. I mean, it's only a little bit left, but. Yeah,
do we have a description on a cross or
not exactly. I could actually look that up real quick.
Okay.
But yeah, the bud is actually very ploofy. It's a beautiful fucking green. Smoke spot is not for nothing.
Beautiful.
What I'm choking on right now, unfortunately, isn't that.
Oh
yeah, green apple gas. For fuck's sake. Damn, what a pause.
Woo. Woo.
All right, we're Jesus, live.
Had to catch my fucking breath. Shit.
We're alive.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. I can't speak for Sanchez.
No, I can't speak for Sanchez.
He looks like he's a... Yeah, there you go. He's back. Hey! Oh, wait, hold on.
Good?
Drink some water. Hydrate, goddammit.
That's what
Hug
I just
the
did.
Dwight pillow. Woo! Hug the Dwight pillow.
No.
We're not doing that. Oh, man. So, yeah, before we get to the end... I want to talk about something cool.
What's up?
New Jersey is kicking ass right now with a bunch of some of the new things that are coming in. I know for a fact there's going to be lounges coming.
Yeah.
There's going to be lounges coming, and I got something here, and this is probably going to be some really good information for you guys. There are currently over 100 licensed cannabis dispensaries in New Jersey. Okay, and you could actually go to data.nj.gov, and you can actually, it gives you, it's an official site where you can actually look for licensed medical or medicinal, like recreational cannabis dispensaries, and I think it's a really cool website to use. I mean, look, we know some people don't like buying dispensary prices, but...
Yeah.
I also want to throw some. I want to talk about something really important here. Discounts. Yes. Discounts. Because there's something we didn't talk about before. There are dispensaries. Wow, I'm fucking zooted. There are dispensaries.
Yo, I feel that.
There are dispensaries that will offer discounts, and if I could find the page real quick, discount program. So I'm looking at Air New Jersey in Woodbridge right now. Okay, so new customer discounts, they get 20% off. Heroes discount, which is for veterans, first responders, and nurses, they get 25% off every order. That's from Air. You get 20% at Zenleaf, right? They also have higher education discounts. So if you're a college, university, or grad student, a birthday discount. There are some dispensaries like Air that have birthday discounts.
That's awesome.
And one of the best ones I think is super important, and most dispensaries have this to offer, compassion patient discount, which is for medical patients with financial hardships and government assistance programs. They receive 15% off every order with a valid disability award letter or insurance card that states New Jersey Family Care required. I don't think anybody's talking enough about this, you know, because cannabis is expensive. Yeah, it's expensive. Dabs goes to a fucking dispensary every fucking other day. you like know, and I can, yeah, like I can't even imagine the prices that he's paying, you know. Well, and
I'm this is okay, so we're gonna, I know that we're eventually going to get into this on our street dealer versus
watch the wheel choose it today.
Oh my god,
I know, right?
So for fuck's sake, I hope so.
As a preview, so traditionally, as of right now, where I'm sitting at, and if I were to get Bud off of the street from someone that I know, it would be $50 for a quarter.
Okay, yeah, reasonably, right. Yes, so,
it's a reasonable price. Depending, this is the thing about dispensaries that people I don't think understand. It depends on the strain that you get, is depending on the price is what you're going to pay, because you're not paying your boy to dap you up on some good shit. You're paying a dispensary to give you properly like grown medical grade cannabis for a price. And the price that you're going to pay is going to be reasonable for the dispensary, not
it's
for also you.
The it's the manufacturing of that shit.
And the manufacturing,
The distro, not to mention the packaging. You got people like, dude, the Smoke City, where we go down by, it's like down South Jersey. Where we go there, they actually weigh it out, like, in front of you.
Yeah.
They got their fucking huge yards. You tell them how much, and they're like, bang, here we go. Takes it, puts it on a scale, like the whole fucking nine. Like they'll weigh it out like right there in front of you and shit. Like a lot of these dispensaries are really like, they're really on point with their shit. Like they really, really are on point with their shit. And like Freshie said, like what they're offering there is what you can't get from your boy. Like he could promote like he's got that gas. Like, yo, I got that fucking lemon fire squeegee juice, yo. Like, eat that. Like
sometimes, like 25% of the time, they come up with some surprises. Is
calling it close,
pushing it in my,
like, you know,
like, dude. But no, a lot of the times, if you want legitimate, good quality,
go to
a local legal dispensary where their shit is shown, where they got somebody there, can fucking pull out a nug, show you the difference between that and the garbage you're used to buying on the fucking street, like.
So you know,
there's a reason for it.
So the dispensary that I go to doesn't have that option. Mm-hmm. Everything is prepackaged because that's how they receive it.
Yeah.
But there are
Different everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. There are dispensaries in New Jersey that I know of that you go in there and they have it out in jars, and they pull it out, they weigh it out for you, and then they put it in a special bag and they call it.
It's still kind of bewildering to me. To be honest with you, you know what I mean?
Look, funny, before we even close this off, we took my mom to a dispensary for the first
time. Yesterday?
On Saturday. Yeah.
On Saturday.
So we took her to a dispensary for the first fucking time ever. She's never walked into a dispensary before. This was the first time this lady ever walked out of a shop with weed in her hands. Like, the first time ever. She was baffled. Like, it was like a whole new world for her. Like, she's not used to it, and it's baffling. Like, her reaction, like, I understand it, because it's like, yo, we're in an age right now where you could literally walk into a fucking store without anything. You don't need shit. All you need is an ID to prove that you're of age. Go in, grab a fucking good quality fucking strain of bud, and walk right the fuck out without a problem. Like, yo, we live in a hell of a fucking age, bro. A hell of an age for me.
And to think 15 years ago, impossible.
Impossible.
We can only dream about it.
Yo.
No, but you know what's crazy too? And we're about to spin the wheel. But you go to New York right now, like New York City.
Nope.
And you got the, and look, I don't trust those little those shops. Okay. I'm gonna say it right now. I have not been proven wrong about this, okay? I don't know what those shops are selling or how they're even selling them or what the whole, I gotta dig deep, but like, I don't trust it. And now you see the ones I trust are the ones selling it in front of the fucking porn shops with their TV trays.
With the tables.
They got
tables there with their jars and everything laid out. Yo,
and the cops are right there. The cops are just sitting right there. And the dudes are just sitting there on the table like they're vendoring, like the dudes, like the fucking dudes selling purses. You know?
It's beautiful.
You know, beautiful. We went from purses to cannabis, and it's my God, I can't even bro, I can't even
nuts.
Fathom it.
It's not so. Yeah, let's spin this fucking wheel.
Yeah, I'm just yep, let's spin the wheel. The world is crazy. The world really is crazy. Is. We're very lucky to be where we are now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now here it is, the wheel of names.
I to be honest, since I gave that preview, I hope that we get dealers versus.
I really like, do, yeah. On put that energy shit. Out there. Put it out there. Give it to us. Give it to us, motherfucker.
La mina, la pinta, give la it. Santa Maria.
Hell yeah. The fucking la punta parte and all that shit. you know what?
Okay, I
that's
like that.
That's a good one. And that we weren't that far one. Away.
It kind of goes hand in hand because really dealers could dealers can really ruin my fucking high. That's let me tell you that.
Now wait time, I'll fucking kill you. But
oh man, well guys, that's thank you so time. Much. Thank you so much for coming to another episode. All your links are down in the bottom. Merch, affiliations, eat, smoke. I dude, that dab hit fucking dapped me up, dude.
Happy okay, dog,
now guys, just a quick disclaimer: be careful out there. Guys like Drake are getting their picture stolen and being thrown out there on the internet. Yeah, don't no, be like
don't
them,
be a Drake, man.
You know, just Drake. Guys, it's gonna be okay. But we'll see you next Tuesday. Stay high.
Love you guys.